You came here to get the 4 points, Chris, and you got them.
Yeah, we did in the end. Look, it was, it's really good to finally see some smiles on the boys' faces after round one. It's been a long time coming, but, credit to us. We got ourselves in the position where Carlton really had to throw everything at us in the last quarter, and they did. We were lucky enough to hang on. We lost a lot of those games last year, so the positive is, we managed to hang on, but not before I had a heart attack.
You played so well there for probably 2.5-3 quarters. What changed in the last quarter? Was it simple as that you got tired, or what happened?
I think everyone was out on their feet, but Carlton managed to get their hands on the football a lot more than we did, and we managed to dominate for three quarters. And it all came down to our contested ball. When our contested ball numbers were high, we managed to get it inside 50, and the forwards were really good. They stood up, Ty Vickery, Luke McGuan, Jack Revolt, Jake King, they were all really good and played their role. So
obviously, to win in round one, you've just got to change the captain. Is that what happens?
Seems to be. I think it's really good for Trent to get off to a winning start. Disappointing I couldn't do that when I was captain, but I'm happy to follow him and get the 4 points for sure.
Last one from me before we head upstairs. Was it different for you not being captain? How was the build-up to round one? Because it's such a big build-up, Carlton and Richmond. Did you find it weird that you weren't sort of in the public eye?
I was always nervous, but I'm always nervous before round one. And I guess, I do enjoy not overthinking things, and I tend to do that at times. And when I was captain, I'd be thinking about my speech before the game, who I need to get to, who needs a rev up, those sorts of things. So it was kind of good just to concentrate on myself for a while.
Boys upstairs, go for it.
Chris, congratulations. Victory is a victory, and that was an emphatic one for the Tigers. They haven't won one for a while. What was your special moments out? Who were the players who actually impressed you most from your side? Tyrone was fantastic.
Yeah, as I said, I think Tyrone was terrific. He's a big body, and he showed his presence down there. And, a lot of collision sort of football. He took some contested marks and stood up when we really needed him. The other one was our captain, Trent. He was terrific. Yeah. I just remember that, him going back, and he was saved a lot of balls going forward. And, he was terrific. Probably the other one was Alex Rance as well. He just plays desperate and only knows one way.
He's got better, hasn't he? He's got improved. You talked about contested ball before. They actually ended up pretty even in the end. Yeah. It was almost a couple in it in the end, and it was an amazing, stupid, really unusual game, really, wasn't it? It was incredible.
Yeah, it was. I think we were 18 up or something at halftime, so we were really dominating around the clearances. But, as you said, they managed to get their hands on it. All their influential players started to impact the game. Judd, Simpson, Gibbs, the small forwards looked dangerous. So, it was a heart stopper, but, we'll take the 4 points.
Chris, congratulations, mate. A terrific way to start the season with I went on round one. I just wanted to ask you about the coaches and the way you think they'll dissect the performance, given that you guys had such a handy lead and you allowed Carlton back into it. What sort of coach is Damien? Will he be focusing on the reasons why they got back into the game, or will he be more heavily focused on the reasons why you're able to get away from it at the start?
I think probably a bit of both. He's got a terrific balance between showing us our positives and our negatives. Obviously, there'd be a fair few negatives in that last quarter, but for three quarters, we really did play some good and exciting football. So, by the look on his face, he looks like he's smiling, which is a good result. I don't think we'll cop too much for that last quarter.
Chris, this is not the first time this has happened either. So that would be a worrying thing for you.
Yeah, you're right in a way, but I guess the difference is we lost those games.
Yeah, that's true.
We were in our winning position and we managed to lose the game somehow, but we managed to get the 4 points. And it's just really good for the boys, especially a young group, to start the year off in a positive. It just makes such an impact with your positive mindset going forward.
Why are you different this year?
I think we've got a really good spread across the board. I think we've managed to blood a lot of the younger guys into the system, and I think we're a little bit more mature. We've added some mature age players to our list. Troy Chaplin's going to be really good for us. He played a terrific game tonight. And I think, it was a very fine line last year. As I said, I sort of keep harping on those close losses, and it wasn't good enough that we didn't win those games, but the positive was we were in a winning position. We've just got to transfer that into wins now.
Well done.
Boys, one more question for Chris before he has to get ready for recovery.
Well, you've got St Kilda next Friday night, so you've got a 7-day week, but does it make for a good Easter weekend for you?
Yeah, definitely. It is. It's just good to sort of go away and relax now. you know, a fair bit of build-up comes in this round one clash, and you know, there's a lot of hype. I'm just glad we can sort of walk away, and I'm hoping the media is all positive for us, and we can rest up and look forward to the challenge against St Kilda.
Onion News.
Good on you, Chris.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.